Kendall Langford, defensive tackle number 98, and this is Rams 360.
It's about chemistry, it's about hard work, it's about putting the team together. We're going to win here. The players we're bringing in are going to give us a chance to do it.
Stopper. I feel like can't nobody run the ball and knock me off the ball, and tell somebody show me different, and you know, that's what I'm gonna keep it at. I played defensive end at Hampton University. We ran a 3-4 defense, and I was there all 4 of my years. I was the first in my family to go to college for athletics, so you know, that was big for me, and I enjoyed it. My dad played a little ball back in the day, but you know, it went no further than semi-pro, so for me to make it to the NFL, you know, he just as happy as he can be. You know, he's proud of me. They're very supportive. They come out to a lot of the home games and East Coast games where, you know, we're close to the crib. I mean, growing up, that was always my childhood dream, to play in the National Football League. Once I got to college, I had a friend that from my same city. We grew up together, went to the same high school. He got drafted to the Houston Texans, and, you know, it just became more realistic to me, like this can actually happen if you put in the work, you know, and dedicate yourself to making it to the next level. And each year just became more realistic, and I started making plays and started getting noticed, and scouts was coming to practice, so, you know, rest is history. Then I got drafted. Got drafted to the Dolphins in 2008, 66 overall, third round pick, and I loved it. Probably a great 4 years of my life. I've made a lot of friends. I was in a beautiful city, great teammates, great coaches. They gave me my first piece of cash, you know, they let me live a comfortable lifestyle. So, you know, I love Miami, and I have nothing bad to say about the coaches I played for, nor the city. You know, I love those guys. First week of free agency, I had some visits set up. I left Cincinnati, and I was on the runway, and Coach Fisher called. And this convo me and Coach Fisher had lasted maybe 5 minutes. But within that 5 minutes, Coach Fisher had me excited about coming to St. Louis. And once I got here, I mean, it just was, you know, that was the icing on the cake. The tremendous coaching staff he put together, the direction he wanted to go, the players that was already on the roster, and how we're going to improve the roster, things like that. I mean, it's just, I wanted to be a part of it. Guy, I get here about 6:45, get a little breakfast in my system, go do some maintenance in the training room, nothing serious. Then I'm in meetings all day. We do, then we go to practice. I think we get out on the field at 12:10. We'll be in stretching, and you know, go through individuals and go through all the team periods, offensive show, defensive show, and then once that's over, if you haven't lifted already in the morning, you lift in the evening, then you come in, you shower up, get something to eat, and go right back to meetings, then you're out the building. So it's pretty much, it's a regulated schedule, and, you know, it's repetitive. Our coaches do a great job of getting the game plan together and, you know, the film study, and, you know, this particular thing we're doing this day, like, you know, Thursday is the third down day, Wednesday is going to be the run day. Friday's your red zone day, so they do a good job of, you know, presenting game plans to us, and, you know, we just got to execute. Yeah, I mean, I'm taking Michael Barkers under my wing a little bit, helping him develop as a player and as a student of the game, but even in some senses, I'm learning from Michael Barkers, you know, because he came from a 4-3 defense, so, you know, his approach to attacking and power foot, things like that, you know, I've learned some of those things from him as well. So, you know, we kind of feeding off each other. You know, I feel like whatever he need, if I can help him in any way, you know, he can come to me. He know that I told him that. But for me, being a fifth-year guy and being one of the, you know, older guys in the room is a little different. For me, I was in the room in Miami. I was in the room with guys, you know, 10-plus-year guys, you know, so, and I was looking up to them. So for me to come here and step into their role, I want to see him develop as a player like those guys developed me and, you know, just being a student of the game.
You got to make it hit the ground, man. It hit the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
This hit the ground, man.
Ready to go back to Miami?
Yeah.
Let's talk like you're mic'd up. No curse words at all.
Go to Miami. We go beep. These motherfuckers. Beep.
You bleep yourself.
Yeah.
Got it, I already got my 40 acres in
Waffles Warrior.
That's okay.
Yeah, ain't
nothing wrong with it. Do stuff right.
67.
No.
67.
Give him a home.
67. Michael Jr. Yeah. Michael Jr.
Yeah,
hey, what did he just say?
Rock.
Michael Jr. Hey, Chris, start like a crazy club over James, and I'm just going to be around.
Excuse me, guys.
Dude, have you ever actually, like,
they're setting something up here.
What?
I'm, nah.
What's your middle name?
Lee.
Look.
Lee.
Seth. Michael Seth Brockers. Go ahead and do something, Charlie. Hey, James, you ain't got to let him fill you up like that. Don't let Chris fill you up like that. It's not your fault. He shouldn't be the dominant male in your relationship.
Wow. Standing right, Quad. Right quad, let's go, fellas. Right quad.
Kuzo excited because he's flexible. So Eugene says.
My hamstrings are tighter than
Left quad. Oh, God. Look at that stud there. That's a stud right there. So I take that as a no. Y'all some b****s, yeah.
Next one. Let's go.
Here go the camera.
You actually broke it off.
Good job. Y'all made me break my helmet. It broke.
But, get ready.
Right there.
No, as you go now,
that's it.
Through the hand. Uh-oh.
Here come Matt. Come on, Matt. Get the reach push.
Hey, listen, you ain't got pads on today. Does that make a difference, Sauce?
No. Bone on bone, flush on flush, all right?
Bone on bone, flush
bone on bone, flush on flush. Okay? All right, D-line on three. One, two, three.
D-line! You wanted me to do it?
No, he is ready to do it because he knows the mic is here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He went to hype. Yeah. Yeah, he probably made my camera break.
That's it. Rush play.
That shit tight, man.
Take your hands. Take your ass.
Ooh, Okay.
That's him right there. That's 94 for them.
Ooh, good shit, Cujo. Shit, Cujo. If I can get that in the game, like when he come and he tries to rap me, if I can get that shit.
Oh, yeah.
If I can just grab that.
You got control.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's how I got hard.
Fuck each other.
One. I want to get on top of him. No homo.
Drag it.
What?
A lot of guys, you know, listening to their music, getting ready, whatever their playlist might be, and you know, you got some guys that's just mellow, they laid back, you know, concentrating, looking over plays, whatever it is. So I'm a guy, I have my music going, and you know, that's how I get ready. I have no rituals. I'm not a superstitious guy. I believe, you know, I do pray before every game. Some guys, they gotta put their left shoe on first every time, you know, like, what difference does that make? But I've never been a guy with rituals or anything like that. It was a little awkward. I've never been in the visiting locker room, you know, so from that whole thing, it was just a little different for me. And after the stretching and, you know, we're on this sideline, they're on that sideline, I seen some personnel guys over there, like the general manager, the owner, the player development guy. I went over there and talk to those guys for a quick minute.
How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, good luck to you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Always a fan of yours, man.
Thanks, man.
Always a fan.
Good luck to you.
Like I said, I got love for those guys. They got love for me. It's just, you know, I just happen to be here in St. Louis. So it is what it is.
What up, man?
Yo, I'm playing offense today. I'm running your way.
You ain't doing that.
You're coming your way.
That's what
all
I wanted
day.
To do. So tell
You're
John,
your way. All
tell
day.
Pounce, tell all them boys.
All day.
Send that down.
I'm running your way.
Let's battle together. Let's go to war together. Let's quiet this place down and keep it down. Let's go. Take over on three. 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
Carpenter kickoff.
There we go! Let's go!
Toss to Richardson. He'll run right. Has a block. 25, 30, 35. Loose 40. Down the sideline. 50. Foot race at the 40. And finally brought down by the safety Rashad Jones in Dolphins territory. From the left hash. It's a line drive kick on its way. It's got plenty of leg. And do you believe the rookie is still perfect? That's 14 out of 14 for Legatron.
Hey, Go!
We got a good defense. We have a good group of guys, young guys. And it's, you know, for me, coming in, leaving a 3-4, coming to a 4-3, is a bit of an adjustment. And I just had to get comfortable in the system. And I think I'm beginning to get more and more comfortable, you know, as the season goes along. So, I mean, just playing around those great guys, though, it just, you know, makes you want to play next, play hard for the man next to you, not let him down, and hold each other accountable. And that's big on the defense.
On the one, on the running here, when Reggie broke out, I got upfield, but the tackle, he basically tripped me up. Nah.
Long count. Rams rush for it. Tannehill trying to escape the pocket, can't do it. Chris Long has his fourth sack. Wraps him up back into Miami 40.
Chris, go.
Every play would probably be a nice, big, clean hit in the backfield, whether it's on the quarterback or a running back, you know, just something that makes the crowd wild.
Go.
I had one in the Arizona game.
Big rush, hit going down. Robert Quinn, first one there off the edge. Kendall Langford, second one in.
It wasn't in the backfield, but it was downfield when I hit Fitzgerald, like, on the opening plays, you know. So things like that. Whenever you can do something, the crowd gets into it and, you know, cheer, you know, it's always a good feeling.
Hey, you got him in the back?
That was Yeah. I bet you're trying to say, that just gave me every he had.
First and 10. Nope, play action. Good play action fake by Bradford. Launches down the field. Chris Givens breaks free. Got it. The 40. Being chased 30. 25-20. And Rashad Jones, for the second time this quarter, has saved the touchdown. Zerline this time from the right hash. Johnny Hecker puts it down. The kick is up on its way. And it is good. Greg Zerline still perfect this year. 2-for-2 today. No pass and play action. Rams bring the blitz late. Tannehill smothered. Jovan Dunbar got to him because he held on too long. And that's sack number 2 for the Rams linebacker this year and a loss of 7.
We got to get in the end zone. Let's go! Let's go!
Jackson to the backfield. They bring the blitz. Sam has to avoid it. Takes off. 50, 45, 40, 35. And Sam smartly scoots out of bounds at the Miami 30 with a scramble of 21.
Get eight!
Watch the chain!
He's been running all day. I like it.
Bradford, quarterback sneak, up and over. He's in. Touchdown, Rams. Nice call by Brian Schottenheimer. Sam Bradford extended the football over the goal line.
That's 6. However you want it. That's 6. That's the hard way. That's 6 the hard way. No, that's 6 the hard way. Great call. Great call.
Sam takes, looks left, not there, scrambles right, still looking, running right, trying to extend the play, dumps it to Jackson. Does he make the catch in the field of play? Yes, 2-point conversion is good, and the Rams pull it within 3 at 17-14. That is
a three
huge.
Go.
Back against the blitz, hit from behind, the ball's out. Straight backwards and goes out of bounds inside the 10.
They try to zone to me. I press that. Two gaps, threw him, pull off. And if it's third down and he under the center, it's coming out quick, so get your hands up.
Well, I knew the whole line except for the rookie. You know, all those other guys were there when I was there.
So we used to go at it and practice a little bit, have a little fun with it, you know, talk a little trash in between. But, you know, it was all love playing those guys. And I talked to them before the game, talked to them after the game, even sometime in between, you know, TV timeouts or whatever, challenges or whatever. But, you know, it was good going back, playing those guys.
Here we go! Here we go!
Miami drinks five. Sam throws left sideline looking for Gibson, who makes an unbelievable catch on the Rams sideline and stops the clock out of bounds at the 49.
Gibby, he came up to me today and he was like, I just seen the film today where I made the catch and he was the first person in my ear hollering. I don't even remember what I said to him. You know, it was just all straight emotions and, you know, it was a hell of a catch. Definitely should be top two on ESPN. I'm pretty sure it will be.
His back ball is down, kick is away, it's on its way. He's got enough room. And he missed it wide left.
You know, we're putting ourselves in position to win this game. You know, it didn't happen for us. You know, the way our offense dominated their defense and the way our defense dominated their offense. If you look at paper, you know, we murdered them, you know, but it didn't work out that way.
He's been wide left three times today, all in that direction, and the game ends on what might have been an unbelievable finish.
Come on, man. I'm talking about the transition.
Hey, stay healthy, Richard.
What's up, baby? Hey, y'all shut up. Between 09 and 15, sometime I'll be 05, 08, so I'm good.
This is about chemistry. This is about hard work. This is about the team together. We're going to win here. The players we're bringing in, they're going to get us a chance to win.
A diving interception in this crowd on its feet.
Rams 360 is brought to you by Unequal Technologies, maker of the best sports protection on the planet. From head to toe,